Hello and welcome back to Season 2 of Industry Herb. I'm Ned Kuchmenda. Our guest today is Dylan Jace. Jace released his self-produced debut, Moon Saint, in May of last year. The album is packed from front to back with gorgeous moodscapes and audacious bangers, most of which spent the summer in my workout playlist. Lainey and I got a chance to talk with Dylan on the phone about his album, his musical identity, and a ton of other things. Let's jump right into that conversation now, where Dylan was just telling us why he chose to make the project that he did. His father left the home, his mom feels all alone. Now this freshman in high school feels he gotta be grown.
You the man of the house now, your family needs you. Baby sister. I was going down this road, I was just like, okay, let me start planning this out. I try to figure out a narrative, a theme, structure, all the sonics, the production styles, everything that I want to, you know, just come together to make a good album experience, because albums to me are very important and significant. And I feel like as an artist, if you're going to make something as significant as an album, you got to go all in and really showcase that. I think that was a big part of it as well. I wanted to put out a big, significant body of work, opposed to just like a small thing, a song. So almost to act as like a portfolio in a way, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to have something out, you know, for my first major project to kind of come out with a bang, to showcase to people, like, you know, I can rap, I can sing a little bit, I can write songs, I'm a good songwriter, I can produce, I can mix and master on my own shit. I'm the full package. Yeah, it was definitely a passion project more than not, but ultimately I'm glad that I did put it out as my first project. I'm proud of what I did with the final product, and I'm glad that I did put it out and got it out of my system, because I feel like I can move on to bigger and better things now. So,
since putting out the album, how has it been received? Have you gotten a lot of good feedback from it?
Yeah, I would say I've gotten a lot of feedback. I'm surprised at the amount of feedback that I did receive from it initially when it came out. I had a small circle of people who knew that I made music, and, you know, people who actually listen to my music, just like, I guess, across the internet, and just like, you know, especially at my small little college that I go to in Michigan. But I really didn't expect the impact that it would have. And, you know, I got, you know, well over thousands of streams on my songs, specifically Jace Westbrook. That was a big song that came out of that album. And with that too, just off of a whim, maybe this is how you guys maybe even heard of me. This is a music reviewer online, really popular, is Miss Anthony Fantano.
Yes.
I posted I just posted a track on one of his Twitter threads that he was he was pushing, and, you know, one of my videos, he just randomly came across one of my songs, and he listened to it, and he gave his feedback, and he liked it, and from there, I got a inpouring of people listening to my album, and I got a couple of people hitting me up on social media, being like, yo, bro, your music is great, I think you're cool, and so, yeah, Just a large amount of, again, input and reception that I definitely didn't expect. I think overall it's definitely been positive, and people have been able to see and appreciate my art and, you know, the things that I'm trying to say. I probably have one of these interviews right now. And, you know, it's great. I feel like I've accomplished what I set out to do, not only just with this record, but as an artist in general. And, you know, I'm looking forward to doing that even more. So, you know, continue to exceed expectations.
So you produced everything yourself?
Mm-hmm. Everything. Yeah, I made everything.
Was there still any element of collaboration in the project, or did you aim for, like, isolated creation experience?
Both. I think more probably on the latter side, but, you know, there were times, okay, you know, you could hear that on the record where there were songs that I wanted to have other voices on, or something to just kind of help with the mood. So, like, for the intro track, the first song on the album, my sister is singing in the background on the chorus of the second part of the song. And then on the title track, Moon Saint, a good friend of mine, very talented singer, her name's Lexi, I had her sing some of the chorus on that record as well. She did some of the harmonies along with me. And then also on the intro track, I had a friend of mine do some ad-libs just for, like, the excitement of it, the build-up. But for the most part, it was all my own vision. I was the director. I was the one who said, this is what I want. And the only person who was really listening to that was me. But, yeah, I basically, you know, pulled a bone in the ear, I guess, and and just did the whole thing myself. But yeah, I mean, it was fun, and that's kind of how I approach all my music. I think now I'm much more in a collaboration mindset, and, you know, I'll probably leave that question for later, but yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about the concept behind Moon Saint?
Yeah, sure. I will say I won't give off too much, because, you know, that's part of, my opinion, the part of, you know, enjoying it is dissecting it yourself and kind of coming up with your own interpretations. But definitely the main concept and theme and what Moon Saint means is, and the title track talks a lot about that. Growing up, I was very much a night owl. I don't know why I'm the way I am. I just would stay up super late at inordinate hours for just to hang out, just to do my thing, just to, you know, it was kind of, I felt like it was a time for me to just kind of be me and be free. And, like, you know, everyone was asleep. Everything was quiet. I ain't got nothing I have to do immediately right now. I can just stay up and do what I want. And I was very, it was a really important time for me. I feel like I needed that to some extent, because a lot of that was during my adolescence where I kind of engaged in that night owlisms. I was going through a lot of hard times in my life. My parents had separated, and I was just, you know, I was just growing up, and, you know, it was difficult. And I think that was almost like therapy for me. And I wouldn't consider myself a very religious person, but I do consider myself very spiritual. And I think ultimately any sort of relationship that you have with God or anything that you believe in, the universe, spirits, et cetera, that's for you to decide and for you to make your own. For you to make your own interpretation of what that means to you. And so one of the kind of artistic things that I did was meld this idea of, oh, night owlism, spirituality, therapy, growing up, adolescence, and I made it into this Moon Saint character. And, you know, and the Moon Saint really is me. That's who it is.
It's really interesting to hear that it comes partly from your experience with the nighttime, because I definitely got that feeling. There's a lot of, like, mysticism and very, like, mysterious feelings when you're listening through it, and it's kind of soothing as well.
Yeah.
We'll be right back to the interview after this message from our sponsor.
Who were some of the artists you were influenced and inspired by while making the album?
I think at the time I was making that album, the album was more a reflection of the artists that I had historically been influenced by and had loved more than who I was listening to at that moment. And most of those artists, there's a wide variety of genres that those artists lie in. Obviously Kanye and Kendrick, probably my two biggest just general hip hop influences. I think those are two artists that, you know, got me into hip hop. They really illustrated to me what hip hop is about and melded my conceptualization of the genre and seeing it as an artistic medium. So I'd say those two for sure. There's a piece of the album which is influenced by electronic and house music, and I'd say a large part of that comes from artists like Daft Punk, Radiohead, and then James Blake. James Blake is a massive influence for me. Several parts of the album, I have a lot of just synth elements and just passages littered throughout. All of those are influenced by James Blake. I think just the general soothingness element of it also comes from, like, Frank Ocean. He's a big piece of it for me. And yeah, I think those probably the biggest main influences on the album.
Do you have a favorite song on the album or one that was really fun to work on?
I have a couple. I think every song I love for different reasons. Yeah. I'll try and just break down, like, my top three. Probably difficult, actually. But I'd probably have to say, I'd say the first track, 21, say Moon Saint, or not Moon Saint, Retrograde, the second to last song, and the last song, Soft Punk. Those are probably my favorite tracks, just because those are the most epic and bombastic tracks and had the most going on. And there's just so many different pieces and things that I had to record and manipulate and mix. And it took a really long time to get them all situated together. But when I had the final product, I was so proud of what I had created. I felt like it was such a testament to, you know, my artistry and my craft as a songwriter and a producer, et cetera, that, you know, those are probably the songs that I'm generally most proud of, for sure.
A lot of rappers have really unique like processes and styles for coming up with their lines and bars. Could you talk a little bit about yours?
Yes, it's not that interesting. I sit down. If I have a concept for a song, I'll try and figure out whatever lyrics go along with that concept. You know, what I'm trying to... Well, let me take a step back, actually. So I would say it is very methodical in the way that I do write my lyrics. Usually the beat comes first for me, because okay. I consider myself a producer first. So I usually make a beat first, or I make a beat template, something that like just have to start off with it, and I'll be like, oh, I'm inspired by this. This makes me feel this type of way. So this might be the song concept, and this is the way I want to go with writing for this song. So I might structure the song out, and then I'll write my lyrics, you know, as in regards to that song structure. Of course, any melody that I have, I'll write along to that melody. But usually, once I have that conceptualization down, then I start writing the lyrics. When I am writing them, it's pretty free form. You know, I sometimes go back and rewrite and revise, but usually I'll just sit down and write a song out for about an hour or two. And after that, I'll be pretty much done. The song is pretty much done. Again, sometimes I'll go back and rewrite it, but for the most part, it's just like, I already have the idea of what I want the song to be, where I want to go with it. I just put it out there, and then, you know, I sit down and I really work at it. After that, it's done. That's usually how I go.
And finally, we like to end by simply asking, what's next for you in 2020?
Yeah. So right now, I haven't really been doing much since I dropped that record. You know, I had kind of been putting out projects back to back, because I had some other projects that I put out with my friends and I initially did a group. So I was just kind of tired. I was a little bit burnt. I had things I had to focus mm-hmm. on for school and just my life. Mm-hmm. And so, and I was also going out study abroad. I had just been in Korea for 4 months from August to December. So I really didn't have time to focus on music, even if I wanted to. During that period, though, I still made a bunch of beats. That's really all I did. I just made beats over and over and over again. I did write some songs. I wrote bars here and there, but nothing super confined at the moment. And now, as we've gotten into the new year, I'm a little bit more open, especially now that we have a lot more time to be doing things. I'm much more open to collaboration. I've made a lot of networks, I've networked a lot in the last year or so, and I have a lot of new artist friends that I want to work with and put out songs with, things that I'm definitely in the works of right now. I've got mad people I'm working with, really. I can really keep up with it. So I'm just hoping, you know, we're trying to work together, put these songs out with people, you know, hopefully just feature on stuff. I'm trying to produce some things for folks. I've had people hop on some of my beats. Hopefully that would be put out soon. And I definitely want to try and put out some sort of project sometime this year, if not around the summertime, maybe the fall-ish area. And that'll probably be more akin to just like a small, tiny, you know, EP or 8-song project, nothing major, just something to put that out there. And I will say it definitely won't be anything like Moon Faint. It'll be, so probably sound completely different. It'll probably go in a completely different direction. That's just what I want to do. And that's what I'm interested in. Yeah. I'm always interested in reinventing myself and, yeah, trying to push my own boundaries and my own limits.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Industry Herb. Make sure to tune in next week for even more artist interviews. This episode was produced and edited by Ned and Lainey Kuchmenda. Huge thank you to Dylan Jace for coming on the show. Make sure you check out his music, which is linked in the description. The intro song was Moon Saint by Dylan Jace. Our outro music is by OK Thanks Vivi and will also be linked in the description. Graphic design for this episode was done by Liam Fitzsimmons and logo design by Andre Frew. Check out Industry Herb on Instagram at Industry Herb Pod, and feel free to reach out with any interview suggestions. As always, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week for another interview on Industry Herb.